20th District Legislative Update. I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator John Braun. How does a Democrat bill now in the legislature go after firearms manufacturers in our state?
By increasing their cost to do business here, and maybe more importantly, significantly increasing their liability exposure for doing business here. Let's be clear. All this bill does is run these companies out of our state, take the jobs out of our state, and they would likely move somewhere else where they can operate in a friendlier environment. But it's not going to do anything to solve the problem that the Democratic majority claims to want to work on. They want to work on reducing crime in our state. You don't do that by running legitimate businesses that are following the rules out of our state. You do that by changing behavior, and that's what they're not willing to face.
Where do you think anti-Second Amendment activists get it wrong?
The anti-Second Amendment folks in our state, they're very proud that Washington is now what they call it, one of the top states in laws that restrict access to firearms. And yet, we are at a 25-year high in crime, in violent crime in our state. Nothing shows more clearly that just adding more laws to go after mostly legal, law-abiding gun owners is doing nothing to reduce crime in our state. The one they have now is they want to restrict access to modern sporting rifles, what they term assault rifles. But it does nothing to stop illegal use. What this does is go after legal users who are following the law, are safe and thoughtful in their use of firearms.
How do you think the legislature should tackle gun violence in our state?
What the Democratic majorities want to do is they want to change things, but changing things is relatively easy. What you have to do if you're going to stop gun violence and stop violent crime altogether is you got to change people. And that's a much broader decision. It involves making sure we have stable families to raise children. It means making sure we deal effectively and timely with mental health issues, make sure we're dealing with substance abuse issues, make sure we're dealing with the social emotional challenges that have come most recently from the pandemic. These are the issues that are much harder to get after, but they're the ones that will really have an impact on violent crime in our state.
20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. I'm Tracy Ellis.